Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us, Al, is a widely regarded authority in two sports.
Okay.
Really, probably more than two, but definitely two. Kevin Cootie's on the line to talk some Eagles and Phillies with us. How you doing, Kev?
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Kev, how did you know to get up this early? How were you able to do that?
I just usually get up this early.
So you do not have an alarm clock. You subscribe to the Gabe Kapler approach.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, also everybody else around me is probably getting up and making a lot of noise. So I just, you know, get up when I hear all the noise. So yeah.
Right, Kevin, let me just play this one more time for you because you know these Phillies very well, and I would like to know if this will if there'll be any problems with guys showing up on time. Here's Gabe Kapler on alarm clocks. You like that approach, Kev?
It's like everything else with Kapler. It makes you kind of scratch your head at times and wonder what the hell he's talking about. You know, ultimately, I wonder if all these methods and everything, you know, it probably is okay for these guys, you know, today and, you know, the first month and, you know, because he's new and everything. I wonder if this is all going to get old real quick on these guys in this clubhouse. So, you know, there's a danger in being too far outside the box, and Gabe is treading towards that line.
Yeah, already. I mean, this is the first week. This is the first week, Kev.
I mean, look, it's okay to be unconventional. Yeah, you look at Joe Maddon. Joe Maddon's unconventional. You know, there's a couple other managers who are now going towards that way. That's the new style in baseball. You know, to try to relate to your players and all that, and keep things loose and have fun and all that. But there's also a point where you also need your manager to be almost an authority figure for when things get tough. Where I would question right now what Kapler's talking about is, you know, if players are constantly going to, you know, keep a raised eyebrow at everything he's doing, going, oh, God, what's he talking about again? That's where I think there's going to be problems down the road.
I'm going to tell you what I find most amusing, Kev, that Matt Klentak hired him. Because Matt Klentak, if he's not the most boring guy I've ever heard talk, he's close. And Matt Klentak picked this unusual, very different kind of guy and said, here, you're the face of my organization. I'm amazed they made that decision.
But I think it also gets back to the point, Angelo, that, you know, and Matt Gilb did a story on the Athletic site yesterday from spring training with the idea of look at what they have become. They have become a data oriented organization, heavy data oriented organization. Every hire they've made has been towards analytics and, you know, strong analytics and everything. And Kapler fits that mold for Klentak.
Yep.
That he is somebody who is going to rely heavily on data. That's pretty obvious.
I have a prediction that in June, Matt Klentak will have an entire head of gray hair. All right, let me do a couple of Vegas things here, Kev, because we had on Steve Fezzik, who is a professional gambler yesterday. He couldn't believe what's going on with Vegas. Do you know they posted as the over-under for wins this year for the Phillies? 76.5, Kev, which is more than 10 games more than they won a year ago. You over or under on 76.5?
I'm barely over.
Wow.
I think that their lineup is going to be pretty good. They're going to be able to they're going to be able to score a ton of runs. You know, you have Hoskins and Santana in it. I think that their lineup, you know, you get Crawford for the full year. I think their lineup's going to be pretty good. You know, the question's going to be, can you find three starting pitchers? I mean, you know, to go along with Aaron Nola. I mean, at this point, because I don't know if they have one other starting pitcher other than Aaron Nola. I guess they're going to count on Eichhoff to be healthy, you know, maybe being a bit of a difference maker, but, you know, they need to get some starting pitching. That's one area that, you know, I'm really surprised Klentak did not make any moves to upgrade, you know, to this point. Obviously, you know, there's still some time here before, you know, the opener in Atlanta, but they need to get some starting pitching in here. And I know the market's been stalled because of everything with the free agents, but they really need to get a couple starting pitchers in here.
All right. I need you to answer a question there. Move it over to the Birds now. Which team do you think should be favored to win the Super Bowl next year? The Eagles, the Patriots, the Vikings, or the Steelers?
It's the day after Valentine's Day, but I would say it's the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, well, Eagles. Guess what? No one else thinks that except you and Pete Prisco. No, everybody, well, Vegas has got us 9-1 odds to win, 5-1 for the Patriots, who we just beat.
Well, I think part of it, too, Angelo, is probably the wondering about what's going on with Wentz and whether he'll be there on opening day. I think if you knew Carson Wentz would be there opening day, I would suspect that the odds would be a lot shorter. Plus the Patriots. The Patriots are always going to be, you know, and you know, I know Al knows this from, you know, following the Red Sox every year. They're such a heavy gambling, you know, constituency who just throws money down on the Patriots or the Red Sox or everything every year. So the odds are decreased. So I think the Patriots are probably going to always be the favorite.
I feel disrespected. I feel disrespected, Kevin, don't you?
I don't look at it like that. No, I just view it as, they're looking to get people to drop money down on other teams. So that's right. What's going to happen. They're going to have a ton of money on the Patriots.
Hold on a minute. I want to defer here to my good friend, Jason Kelce. Jason, what do you think? All right. What did you think of the speech there, Kevin?
I was actually down on the parkway, and it was, you know, I could have done without the third, fourth, and fifth F-bomb, but hey,
there were only three.
You know?
We tabulate three. There were three. I guess the song repeated itself.
Yes.
But we only, we gave him three. But anyway, okay. But without that, otherwise, what did you feel?
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was something that, you know, it showed exactly what the motivation, what the fueling factor was for that team, that everybody, and look, again, I'm the guy who was here who in September said 7-9. You know, we all looked at that team and saw the holes they had, but they were successful in turning everybody else's opinion about them and the motivation and fuel. And, you know, it's rare when a group of guys are able to do that. And that's exactly what they did. They were maybe the in Philadelphia history, they were the ones who lived to that underdog credo better than any team possible. And that's saying a lot because you had the 87 Flyers, you had the 93 Phillies, you had the 01 Sixers who kind of fit that mold and persevered. But Bates perfected it to another level.
Well, here's the problem, Kev. He's getting a ton of backlash now for the speech. Yep. Not in the city. We loved it. It was, to me, right now, orators. Socrates, Kelce. 1-2. I'm not sure which should be in the one, but these are the greatest orators of our lifetime. Mike Francesa, you got to hear this, Kev. On WOR, he's just doing a guest appearance on WOR earlier this week. Listen to what he said the Eagles should do with Kelce. Kevin. He wants to cut Kelce for giving the speech.
Wow, I'm surprised Mike was up to watch the speech to begin with.
Wait a minute, Kevin. That's a cheap shot, Kev. Now I got to play the earlier part of it, like, so you could hear the context for it, because he was really upset about the couple of profanities. He made it seem like it was much worse than it actually was. Remember, Kelce spoke for 6 minutes, Al. Even if there were five profanities, that's less than one per minute.
Why?
All right, if you really want to break it down. But listen to the rest of this, Kevin. Tell me what you think. Kevin, your thoughts?
And then Mike yelled, "Get off my grass." I mean, basically, that's all that was.
You're calling him a cranky old man, Kevin Cooney.
Yeah, and look, I love Mike.
Yeah, me too.
I've loved Mike for years, but that's just ridiculous. I mean, at a certain point, you just sound – you got to realize the words you're saying as they come out of your mouth, and you can sound absolutely ridiculous, and he sounds like a cranky old man there.
I love it. Kevin Cooney is telling it the way it is. Kevin, where can I read your great work?
A variety of things. I just did something for my old paper, the Bucks County Courier Times, about the passion of the fans and nice. Why this title meant so much. So
awesome. You got to read it because this man's a wordsmith. Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Angela.
Kevin Cooney with some great insights. I'm sorry, I can't get over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.